Alternative medicine is a booming industry in Western countries, and the Czech Republic has not been slow to pick up this trend. More and more centers in Prague are offering various treatments in anything from traditional Czech herbalism, aromatherapy, or Chinese deep tissue massage. So whether they are discontent with the current medical system or out to try something new, Czechs are using holistic medicine in increasing numbers. Dr. Karel Nešpor uses herbs and relaxation techniques with his patients in Bohnice, the country's largest mental hospital. He says because there is such a wide choice and great number of products on the market, the industry is flourishing.
Well, I think Czech population likes alternative medicine, and yoga classes flourish in this country. Various herbal supplements are sold, and also, for example, traditional Chinese medicine is quite popular here.
Those who are most likely to use unorthodox treatments are well-educated, well-read, and like to try new things. Etienne Voss, who is from South Africa but practices acupuncture and Chinese medicine here in Prague, thinks Czechs are open to alternatives, but he finds there is a lack of consumer education.
The Czech people are open to many different forms of alternative medicine. The problem is in them having access to correct information about what the different medical systems, whether it's homeopathy, acupuncture, different massage, what these medicines can do. This is where there's to a certain amount a lack of knowledge.
But the lack of information is only one part of the story. Unlike in Canada and the UK, for example, alternative treatments are not covered by medical insurance. This means people must pay upward to 1,000 crowns, or about $45, out of their own pockets to visit a practitioner. Despite these obstacles, Lenka Romanova, who practices traditional Chinese medicine, runs a busy private clinic.
I don't think that there is sufficient coverage in the press at all. Very rarely someone's writing about the alternative medicine. There are not enough programs in television, and I don't think that people are informed well enough. Generally, also, I would say that the health system here is still pretty good in comparison to what I've seen in the UK. I mean, I'm talking NHS, not private, so... I suppose people just get used to go to doctors, they get used to receive free service, they definitely don't get used to pay for medical service.
Although some countries have integrated holistic practitioners into the medical system, here, some treatments like acupuncture, for example, are supposed to only be practiced by medical doctors. The increase in demand for this therapy has prompted the Czech Sino-Biological Association in Prague to begin teaching doctors the tricks of the trade. Lenka Romanova again.
Well, I know that, Česká Sino-Biologická Společnost, they are organizing courses for medical doctors or, people who are working in this kind of field. So each year they are releasing, I don't know how many, and about 40, 50 people, perhaps more, I really don't know the number. But obviously it is growing, but still, I don't think that there is much competition in Prague.
Although qualified medical doctors may give acupuncture treatments, they are still not standard fare in hospitals. Lenka Romanova says in most hospitals, it is still looked on as being a bit strange, and Dr. Nešpor says some therapies may be outright dangerous. He has, however, had success in treating addictive disorders using a combination of conventional and alternative methods. he finds his associates are also becoming more open to the idea of integrating conventional and holistic treatments as long as they are backed up by good, solid research.
Definitely, it differs. There are many medical practitioners who are very open and who even use some approaches like acupuncture or relaxation training or yoga or even traditional Chinese medicine. Or they may approve or recommend some herbal medicine. Generally, I think probably most medical doctors are not biased and they are open to data which may either approve or disprove this or that approach.
If doctors are slowly opening up to holistic treatments, what do Czechs think about them? Here's what some from the streets of Prague had to say.
Sometimes when I have a cold or other minor problems, I will use herbs, but not other forms of natural medicine. Most of the time I take pills. I believe in it, but recovery takes time and it's more expensive. Taking a tablet is easier for me. If I take an aspirin, I feel better right away. If I take herbs, it takes longer.
I think it's such a important industry, but in this time it's much more easier, you know, to rely on things which are in the pharmacies, as tablets. But it's true that in the West world, many people wouldn't believe it, especially in the Western Europe. Still in Czech and Slovakia, and we do believe it.
Dr. Nishpur recommends that people use the best from both worlds, but by mixing many different types of treatments in his practice, he is still a minority. He told me his own ideal of medical care in the Czech Republic.
Well, I would give my ideal prediction what would be the best, and I think the best development would be the integration and cooperation between people from various field of medical care and alternative medicine. Definitely, it would be the best way.
Dr. Nishpur says that some medical problems require urgent and energetic Western approaches, and others respond better to long-term and more gentle treatments. Judging by the number of seminars and various therapies available in Prague, it seems that Czechs do enjoy the alternative.